I think I'm ready. I think. I mean, hold on, a couple minor adjustments. Don't want noise. All right. So, good Monday morning. How are you? I'm your host, BKP. You're watching BKP Politics on voiceofruralamerica.com. Good morning, Diane. I hope you had a nice weekend. It's raining today. Yes, we're headed into November. Rain will start taking the leaves out of the tree, the wind and the rain. It's just how it works. It's just how it works. So we have on tap today. Hold on, Diane. Let me see. She's missing a picture. Is this the way we're going to start? There is no 33. I count 30, 31, 32, 34, 35. There's no 33. So, folks, it's cold. We will have a pronunciation correction in the Georgia Hour. Right. So I went down. This right here, Diane, give me number 66. Now, before we get on a roll here on the program, we know that there's 8 Muslim candidates running for office in Georgia. And they were holding a meet and greet at this coffee shop in Alpharetta. Yemeni coffee. Have you ever drinking Yemeni coffee? But anyhow, and I'm gonna tell you during the Georgia Hour about my experience. I went to this last night. I was sitting at home. It was Sunday afternoon. Charlie and I were outside watching TV, and I was just thinking, you know, I just wonder what this will be like. Now, there was a lot of talk on social media. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, wait a minute, I'm wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11. I said 8, 11. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. 11 Muslim candidates running for office in Georgia. And State House, State Senate, District 7. You can see District 6, District 10, 105, 106, 5. Lilburn City Council, South Fulton City Council, Johns Creek City Council, Duluth City Council, and Rua running for governor. All right, so the Georgia Hour, I brought home a coffee cup. I made a new one of my many Jewish friends. I'll tell you about my new, I'm going to give my Jewish friend a shout out. We had a long conversation last night at the coffee shop. Anyhow, take that down at 10 o'clock. I will give you detail of what took place here last night with 8 for state office and 3 for city council positions. Muslim candidates in Georgia. Take that down. So now, with starvation coming to a theater near you or a deep state corporate corrupt programming, I mean, yes, they are actually talking about hunger. In fact, Diane, give me number 61. This is the AJC this morning, the AJC. Do you recognize a side profile? Huh. Do you recognize a side profile? That's an AJC. Side profile. Anyhow, take that down. So, with hunger just around the corner, starvation. No, I'm not joking. So, give me, let's go here. '74, government shutdown is stressing food banks, right? '75, oh snap, right? Now here is '78. We are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. They can continue to hold out for health care for illegal aliens and gender mutilation procedures, or reopen the government for mothers, babies, and most vulnerable among us can receive critical nutrition assistance. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, here is the notification on here, as SNAP and benefits are set to run out. I mean, starvation just around the corner. Trump is traveling overseas. We'll talk about that in just a moment. New York City race for mayor. I mean, why wouldn't you plan your vacation to New York City here in the near future? Everything will be free. Ride the bus for free, the subway for free, pancakes for free. Well, I just threw in the pancakes, but you never know. Trump over there in the Asia. We'll get right into that momentarily. Here it is. Hunger. They have gone to all-out hunger crisis. Number 100. The hunger crisis looms as government shuts down. I'm a little hungry myself right now. 101. I am. Well, I know is we'll just be skinny in America. You could do one or two things. You have two options. You could take the fat shot, just saying, or you could starve to death in a government shutdown, whichever one you prefer. But you could look good for the beach this summer. Mom, I don't have a bag of potato chips while I'm playing my video game. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Hunger crisis looms as government shutdown drags on. 102, food pantries. Only able to provide one meal for every 9 provided by federal food assistance. So the government is the charitable food assistance until you can get on your feet and get your ass a job. Just saying. Now, if you are out there, let me say this before I go much further. If you are out there and you truly cannot take care of yourself for multiple reasons, whether it be illnesses, disabilities, we need to make sure the most vulnerable in this country are taken care of, just bottom line. That's who we are. But you have to be the most vulnerable. If you're just too sorry to get off your ass and get a job, that doesn't count. Vulnerable does not mean you risk falling out of a chair. That's not it. Because you're bending over to get a biscuit that fell on the floor. I'm serious. I mean, it is time. I'm going to say this right here. Obviously, I may tread on some controversial. It is time to see where the church stands. The church turned this over to the government. There was a deal in play. And it's absolutely something that they will not discuss. There was a deal in play years ago, and the church turned this over to the federal government. The federal government walked in and took this from the church. So if there's hungry and needy in America, let's see how far the church will step up. Let's see if Joel Osteen will go help and take, maybe sell a couple of his cars. Let's see if some of these mega monster, whatever they are, pastors of these mega churches. Got to be careful. I don't want to say MAGA. I'm going to get in trouble. But some of these mega churches, I know if you attend one, I'm probably in trouble for that. Let's see if they'll sell off a house or two, or a yacht, or a boat, or a private jet, or something to feed the hungry. Let's see if they'll sell some things off to feed the children in this country. Hunger crisis, give me number 103. Hunger crisis looms. Looms. Hunger. 104. Hunger crisis looms as government shutdown drags on. 105 and 106. Here they are working the food bank. Hunger crisis looms. Now, let me give you that. Let's see, where is that hunger crisis? Give me video 14, Diane.
A new warning about a hunger crisis that could be the worst since the Depression. A new fallout from the U.S. government shutdown.
Okay, then give me video 12.
We are at a food distribution center today in Alexandria, Virginia, and everyone you see who's getting a box of food is a federal worker. And that's because as of today, 2 million federal workers are missing their first full paycheck. And I've spoken with folks in this line and in others. They tell me that they're dipping into their savings. They're considering part-time work. They're just dealing with a lot of uncertainty here as the shutdown continues to drag on. And for the food distributors, it's not just federal workers. They're going to have to start thinking about some of the 42 million Americans who are going to begin missing out on their SNAP benefits starting next month.
Now, Congress is trying to work on a potential solution here. There was a bill on the floor yesterday that would have paid non-furloughed federal workers. Dems shot that down. They said all federal workers need to be paid. But there does seem to be some bipartisan momentum on that. Also, a little bit of bipartisan momentum on making sure that SNAP is funded. But at this point, just a lot of uncertainty about what, if anything, is going to pass. And certainly at this point, no way out yet of this government shutdown.
Give me number 55. So what you're telling me is the people that have full, can you play that video again? Just, and I'm going to tell you where to stop it. I don't want to play the whole thing. Just from the beginning, can you rewind that? I don't know how you have to do that. If you have to do it like an old cassette tape for the children's out there don't understand what a cassette tape is. Can you play that from the beginning and let me give you the high sign to get out of it?
We are at a food distribution center today in Alexandria, Virginia, and everyone you see who's getting a box of food is a federal worker. And that's because as of today, 2 million federal workers are missing their first full paycheck. And I've spoken with folks in this line and in others. They tell me that they're dipping into their savings. They're considering part-time work. They're just dealing with a lot of uncertainty here as the shutdown continues to drag on. And for the food distributors, it's not just federal workers.
Did you see the vehicles and lined up the actual vehicles? Did you see any bumpers dragging? Did you see four different tires? Did you see the odd tire? I don't know where you're from, but there was a day when poor folk, you know, you just got a tire where you could get it, right? Did you see a different color car door? Because, you know, it had bangs, bruises, and you had to go to the junkyard and get a car door. Oh, you did not? Did you see pretty nice vehicles, right? Government workers, Alexandria, Virginia. The average pay for a federal government worker in the United States is approximately $106,462 per year. Though that can vary significantly based on the location. But, for example, salaries are the highest in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Like Alexandria, Virginia, they're bringing home the digits. I don't know if it's still digits. The ducats. I don't know what they are anymore. I don't know if it's the grain stand. I don't know what the kids are calling it, right? The cha-ching, the cheddar. But they're bringing it down in Alexandria, Virginia. And these government workers, they get full benefits. When I say full, they get all the days off a year, paid vacations, sick days, their insurance. You know, the ACA may lapse for the poor people out there. The serfs, the indentured servants, those that will be continual work slaves their entire life, those that, hey, you know what? Your copay, you have a copay. You have a copay on your prescriptions. You have a $4,000 or $5,000 deductible, right? Not these people. You, not these people. And then you have the subsidies. The subsidies. So you get the ACA. You can't hardly afford that insurance, even that insurance. And for what it's worth, it's okay. It's not bad. But it's not full coverage, right? But the insurance companies are making a trillion plus, five of the top insurance companies, and they're buying what? Secure government bonds. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They have enough money coming from you and the federal government and your state government, your county government, and your city government with all those people on insurance that they're buying, you know, stocks and bonds. While these people claim to be in line, why, they may even go as far as their savings. They're in line getting a box of food. Savings may be next. I mean, those people are telling reporters they're considering getting a part-time job. Yes. This is how drastic this may be. for these government employees around D.C. That would be D.C., Maryland, Virginia, while lower paying jobs like a transportation secretary, excuse me, security officer, have a lower average salary than high pay. Location. Average salaries are highest in Washington, D.C., followed by Maryland and Virginia. So the highest salaries average in D.C. is 137. Maryland is 128 and Virginia is 112,665, almost close to 113,000 plus benefits, full benefits. But they didn't see this coming. They work for the government, but they didn't see it coming. I'm telling you, what if they get into their savings and get a second job? Oh, the humanity. So take that down. I, for one, you know, look, when it comes to the SNAP benefits, I haven't fallen for any of the government shutdown. I don't fall for any of it. I don't trust any of it. I don't fall for it. All right. They will come back in time. We will not see fat people shrink right before our eyes due to the lack of Lay's potato chips. We won't see it. I know it's Monday. I really don't believe I said that out loud, but we won't. We will not see a decline in Little Debbie stock from the Christmas tree cakes at the store. Will not be a crash on the stock. Your blood sugar will be fine. They'll pass it just in time to get a couple Reese, you know, or some kind of candy bars to keep your blood sugar up. I mean, all the above, right? Don't worry. You'll be fine. This is a stunt. Now, let me just say this to you. If this streamlines and fires so many of these federal workers, now, will this affect the election in Virginia? Possibly. We'll talk about that, of all the federal workers that are being laid off. Could this affect the election there? It could. But let me say this. If this gets rid of a lot of federal employees, gets them off the books, and on the other side of the snapped, as you well know, I think they say, what does it affect? 41 million people. SNAP affects 41 million people. If that happens, maybe 15 million could go to work partially or go to work, right? Just saying. I mean, it could be a situation where someone says, look, I don't need another baby daddy right now because I don't know where my next SNAP payment's coming from. And right now, until I catch up with the baby daddies that I'm currently working with the federal government on, I don't need to increase that number. I knew the segment would cause me to say all the things that I probably should not, but I said them anyway. 102, before we get out. 102. Food pantries are only able to provide one meal for every 9 provided by federal food assistance. I think maybe you ought to call Joel Osteen. See if he can cough up $500 million to help buy food for starving children. Just saying. All right, Trump is overseas. He is making great deals. We'll talk about that. We're going to come back and talk about something. No media. I was waiting this morning for media to cover this, like top story, and it's nowhere. I don't know if it's just me out here, but it's exactly what I voted for when it comes to Donald J. Trump, my president. All right, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to put it like that. I'm not going to tell you. There was some media that made mention of the car loan crisis that we're experiencing as a country. But, hey, will Trump stop by on the way home and say hello to Rocket Man and give me number 54? Do you remember when that little girl on the end, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you remember when she campaigned with that old Jew on the end? He's Jewish. You remember when he campaigned with the old Jew on the end? And they went around talking about a Green New Deal and cow flatulence. Remember that? They're still out there. Take a break. All right, folks, at 10 o'clock will be the Georgia Hour. You know, the PSC race coming up, Public Service Commission race. Two Republican candidates, incumbents, up for re-election. The Republicans own everything that's happened on that commission. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that at 10 o'clock on the Georgia Hour. We have our own election coming up. We'll discuss that now. I was thinking when this took place that this would be the top story. I really did. I was thinking when this took place, this would be the top story of the day because give me number... And this is Kensington out of Philadelphia. And the reason the media does not want to run this story, and when I say the media, deep state, corporate, corrupt media, I watched all 4 of the propaganda shows, right? I watched even Fox. I watched Fox, Meet the Depressed, as Rush would call it. Face the Nation, ABC with George Snuffleupagus. I watched all of them. Then this morning, I was like, okay, it will be on this morning. Now, they don't want to highlight this story in any way whatsoever because Shapiro did not go to Philadelphia and hold a press conference like Pritzker and Newsom in California and Hochul in New York and the others, the mayor, is it Brandon, whatever his name is in Chicago, and say that he didn't want to see the FBI on his streets. So Shapiro didn't do that. Then the mayor of Philadelphia didn't come out and hate the federal government and the FBI for cracking down on an entire community in Philadelphia. And the local district attorney, well, okay, everyone cooperated Saturday. The state, local authority, the police chief, the district attorney, the mayor, everyone cooperated. Give me number 41. How do you solve a problem like Kensington, right? Now, Kensington, the junkies. Here's number 42. This is where Kensington is in New York. In 2019, the city tore down 4 encampments in Kensington, the 2-square-mile area encompassing Kensington and the city center is notorious for its large concentration of unsheltered and addicts, right? Number 43, in years, not just 6 months ago, in years gone by, we have put a highlight on Kensington and Philadelphia and the junkies just walking the streets. So I'm going to tell you now, as I have always said, right? I don't care if Trump blows every drug boat out of the water. I don't care. Now, back to 40. 33 indicted following FBI drug operation in Philadelphia's Kensington section. FBI director hails Kensington drug bust as a model for safeguarding American cities. Dozens indicted. This is Philadelphia drug bust, Philly. FBI indicts dozens of people in Philadelphia on drug charges. FBI police announce gang drug trafficking bust. Now, Kensington, let's just go here. Let's go with our first one, video 13. Let's go with that one.
FBI agents at Allegheny and Weymouth Streets this morning raiding this Kensington block in what officials are calling a historic federal indictment.
We have permanently removed a drug trafficking organization out of the streets of Philadelphia, and they're going to stop pouring guns and chemicals and drugs into our communities.
FBI Director Kash Patel in Philadelphia today. The target, the Weymouth Street Gang, described as violent drug traffickers who ran this part of Kensington operating like a business. The organization also has connections to New Jersey, Delaware, and Puerto Rico. Officials say these photos that are part of the indictment reference the violent nature of the gang, with associates threatening to harm people if they went to authorities.
It's a massive drug trafficking conspiracy spanning nearly a decade, involving tremendous volumes of fentanyl and narcotics, and it takes place at the epicenter of the opioid crisis.
33 people were indicted, 30 are in custody, and 24 were arrested this morning. The U.S. attorney singled out the leaders of this drug trafficking organization.
This DTO was led by Jose Antonio Morales Nieves, aka Flacco, a 45-year-old man from Puerto Rico, but a frequent flyer here in Philadelphia, who essentially owned the 3100 block of Weymouth Street and allowed other members of the DTO to sell drugs on the block in exchange for a payment of rent. He was joined by Ramon Roman Montañez, 40-year-old from Philadelphia, who essentially ran the day-to-day operations.
We are removing an entire coordinated section of gang violence permanently off the streets, and that's how you deliver a victory.
Now, the FBI says that 11 search warrants were served, including some outside of the city. Those defendants, Brian, all facing charges related to drug trafficking, but also to dogfighting. For now, reporting live outside of FBI headquarters, Annie McCormick, Channel 6, Action News. Brian.
Yeah, massive ring taken down today. Annie, thank you.
All right, so I want to be a little redundant here. You may hear the same thing. I want to give
your video and audio just completely went black, so I didn't hear the video.
Video 11.
We are removing an entire coordinated section of gang violence permanently off the streets, and that's how you deliver a victory for the people of Philadelphia, the people of Pennsylvania, and the people of America.
This case involves 33 defendants. It's a massive drug trafficking conspiracy spanning nearly a decade, involving tremendous volumes of fentanyl and narcotics, and it takes place at the epicenter of the opioid crisis here in the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia. This indictment by defendant is the largest federal indictment this century brought by our district, and like a precision missile, it has been targeted for maximum impact where it needed to go. As I said, at the heart of the opioid scourge here in Kensington. As of this morning, 29 defendants are in custody, thanks to a successful operation by the FBI and our other law enforcement partners. Throughout the course of the coordinated takedown, as well as the investigation overall, we've been able to recover dozens of firearms off the street, including assault rifles, seize substantial volumes of fentanyl and narcotics, at locations associated with the defendant. This case takes place at the crossroads of drugs and violence, and we are all here with a loud and unmistakable message that we are reclaiming these neighborhoods for the people who live and work here. We are taking back what the defendants are alleged to have stolen from the community, which is peace, prosperity, law, and order. As the director's presence here today indicates, this case is special. It's one of those few cases which if successful, will eliminate an entire criminal outfit. It will clean and cleanse a whole neighborhood and will virtually eradicate a violent drug trafficking organization root and stem. To be clear, every defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty. An indictment is only an allegation. And this indictment alleges that the Weymouth Street drug trafficking organization for nearly a decade sold and distributed substantial volumes of fentanyl, crack cocaine, cocaine, and heroin, mostly in the 3100 block of Weymouth Street. They made their living in one of the most notorious and prolific segments of an open-air drug market here in Kensington. They ran it like a business, but they also ran it, as the director alluded to, by violence, by fear, and by threats. They enforce their territory through the threats of assaults, shootings, and murder. They threatened anyone who talked to or cooperated with law enforcement. They were armed.
So, I want to run video 10. I think it may be a little redundant. I want to run video 10, and I'll stop it if it's too redundant to what we've just reported. Give me video 10.
This Weymouth Street Gang is not just one instance of removing a couple of people. It is an example of how you remove an entire organization that is corrupting not just the city of Philadelphia, but the state of Pennsylvania as well. And I felt it extremely important to come in here and say, not only are we removing guns and gang members and robbers and firearms, we are removing an entire coordinated section of gang violence permanently off the streets. And that's how you deliver a victory for the people of Philadelphia, the people of Pennsylvania, and the people of America.
This case involves 33 defendants. It's a massive drug trafficking conspiracy spanning.
I just wanted to hear Kash Patel at the beginning. So, folks, Kensington, they don't want to talk about this right here because this was a cooperation between the mayor's office. The mayor didn't come out and do press releases for MSNBC, right? Shapiro didn't come out. And this is a cleanup of Kensington. We have to do this in America. This is one of the worst areas in the United States. Now, this speaks volumes. Every single city in the United States should work with the FBI and Kash Patel while Trump is stopping the boats, stopping Maduro, stopping, he has let Sheinbaum known in Mexico. Now, Sheinbaum in Mexico, she's in a tough spot. I mean, yes, the cartels run Mexico. They absolutely do. Let me see. Give me number 76. Now, Sheinbaum, Claudia Sheinbaum in Mexico, Trump has said she's a nervous wreck. The cartels run this country, and Trump has brought it up. Now, President Trump, give me number 77. Colombia, Maduro, Venezuela. So, murder, you can look it up. I didn't look it up, of how many people die from any kind of drug overdose. And you look at Kensington, this is what, give me video 15.
Administration insists these strikes are consistent with international law. Do you agree with that?
No, it's murder. It's very simple. If this president feels that they're doing something illegally, then he should be using the Coast Guard. If this is an act of war, then you use our military, and then you come and talk to us first. But this is murder. It's sanctioned murder that he is doing that. And it's very simple for someone like him to talk about killing people or doing something in the name of war. He's never actually served. He's not going to pull a trigger. And it's very dangerous what he's doing, both to our international relations, to our friends down in South America, and to these men and women that have to make these calls for a president who has zero understanding about the responsibility someone has when it comes to having to make life and death decisions. It's disgusting what he's doing.
Okay.
It's murder. It's murder, right? Trump is meeting with Asian leaders right now. He's going to meet with Xi Jinping. Let's see if I have it here. Maybe I don't. They're going to be discussing fentanyl. Fentanyl's at the top of the list, all right, of discussion items. Soybean, yes. Trade agreement with China, yes. TikTok, yes. Fentanyl, top of the list, right? And, oh, it's murder. You know what? I do not care if Trump blows every boat out of the water. I don't care. Let me see if I have something else here. Will not bother me at all if he blows every boat. So, like I said, they don't want you to see this report because Pennsylvania, everyone in the Kensington area, everyone in that area and in Philadelphia, along with the state, work together. And this could be the start of going across the country because we got to tell China no. We have to tell Mexico no. We have to tell Maduro no. Colombia no. We have to tell all these countries no. And then what they need to see in the cartels. Now, Trump's playing a dangerous game here. I mean, what the FBI and Cash Patel went in and they've done in Kensington this past Saturday is a dangerous game. I mean, it is. Trump has had the nerve to say Mexico is being run by the cartels. Now, here's another one. Now, I want to caution you on the graphic nature of this report, but it's one we played the other day. Give me Tulsi Gabbard on video 4.
I'll say the last example I'll share is probably the most insidious, was providing intelligence to the Mexican law enforcement that led to the arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies. Mr. President, it's your leadership that has made all of this possible. I can tell you, in the midst of this government shutdown, our folks, like everyone around this table, are working 24/7 without pay and eager to get after this because they believe in your leadership and the mission that you have presented to them.
That's just crushing. Baby trafficking. Now, the Mexican government knows this, and I don't know anything else than what President Trump tells me, but Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, sounds as though they talk and she wants to help Trump, but the cartels. So you've got to tell the cartels, you've got to show the gangs you're serious. That you're not just blowing up in international water claiming drug boats. You have to prove you're serious. I just wish someone, and I really do, I wish someone like Prixer and New York City, I just wish all of these people, L.A., Karen Bass in L.A., San Francisco, I just wish each and every one of these people would do what they could to support our president in eradicating violence. You know, what gets me is, I know, Diane, didn't you hear how many guns they took off the streets? Well, you would think that would be just major excitement to the left of how many illegal guns they took off the streets. I want to show you something else before we get out of here, Diane. Let's go with one more before we take another break. Antifa in Portland. Give me number 38. I mean, I think Trump is serious nationwide. I really do. There's only one way to clean up this mess. Antifa has been dismantled in Portland after 140 days of controlling and camping on this street in Portland. Antifa has officially been cleared out as the police finally stepped in and cleared the encampment. Give me video 1.
Antifa in Portland has lost their battle. You have absolutely nobody outside the ICE building right now. Their encampment has been completely shut down. You do not see a single member of Antifa, as the police actually came in today and said they cannot no longer be here. It looks like a hoarder's house here, but you have quite literally everything from buckets full of medicine, toothpaste, floss. You have food right here. You have all sorts of medical gear as well. They had boxes full of masks, and they had a load supply of water. They had all of their supplies and party supplies in here, and they even had things such as fridges, and they even had a barbecue here as well. So this is the end of Antifa for right now. It's been completely dismantled. Here is the barbecue they had right here. Absolutely is gone. Antifa no longer here on the streets of Portland. It's like the Patriots The pro-Trump people came in here and outnumbered them for the first time in a long time. This could be the downfall of Antifa here in Portland, Oregon.
Those reports will not surface anywhere else. They won't surface around the country. The effort of the left to destroy this great country and the effort from one president of the United States surrounded by some good people are trying to restore this country. I really feel that. But I was just so happy about Kensington Saturday morning. I couldn't wait to run this story. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Next up, Mondani. Everything will be free in New York, so why not take a trip? Take a break. All right, folks, we're back. I'm your host, BKP. You're watching BKP Politics on voiceofruralamerica.com. Let me say this. I know that videos I just played do not show a direct link like Tulsi Gabbard to blowing boats out of the water in international waters, to Kensington, Philadelphia. But I do think all the way around. And let me say this, all right? And it doesn't anger me. And you know who you are. You won't anger me because I think you're an amazing person. There's a particular person that texts me all the time. I think you're a great person. But I want to look at this camera and tell you, all right? You will never get me to disagree with blowing all these boats out of the water. You won't. I blow the damn boats out of the water. Just don't be out there fishing if that's what you're worried about. And you want to call it murder. Let me tell you something. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to leave it here because I'm not going to get worked up. Have you ever heard of an organization called Teen Challenge? Teen Challenge, right? Have you ever been involved with recovery, even in your own family, right? Are you aware of a family friend that died from fentanyl poisoning? Well, that's not what's on that boat coming out of Venezuela. Okay. Are you? Have you ever spent, have you ever watched really good people that can't work anymore at one time were able to? We talk about Korean companies coming to Georgia, specifically to Georgia, and bringing their own people and will not hire Americans. We talk about things like that all over the United States. Until we stop the scourge in this country and turn the next generation around, I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime, but the war on drugs, you and I know it's always been a scam, a joke. It really has. Just say no. It's really been a scam, a joke. And cartels operating in this country, if you should be in fear of anything in this country, in the United States of America today, is the fact that our federal government is complicit. Our federal government is organized crime with cartels, tied to cartels. So much of it. Just saying. Now, I'm going to move on. New York City. I just get messages, and I'm sorry. I mean, I understand. Someone, I had a discussion with someone last night that feels that sending troops into National Guard, into Chicago and some of these areas are, you know, against the Constitution. And I hear Rand Paul, I heard him in an interview Sunday talk about this was against the Constitution. I'm not against the Constitution, but I will tell you this. President Trump, blow every damn one of those boats out of the water. I don't care. Blow them out of the water. And Cash Patel, go into these cities and clean this, these gangs out. All right, I got to move on from that. Now, you remember this lady? I sent you a video, Diane. I forgot to send it earlier. You remember this lady? I think her name is AOC. Now, they had a big rally in New York City this past weekend. Oh, by the way, when Trump actually runs for a third term, because I keep hearing that, that's when we will discuss Trump running for a third term. All right? If he runs for a third term, fine. Until then. Do you realize today is 281? The guy's only been there 281 days. And I find it interesting. I'm going to see if I can find the video for the next break because we have to get ready for the Georgia Hour momentarily. Give me video 16. You remember this lady?
This city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves, Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country, in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth.
Who put the three guys right behind them? This city was built, I thought it was built on rock and roll. I'll go with rock and roll, but this city was built on the Irish and the Italians. You know what? Let's not go down this road, but remember, they came through Ellis Island, right? They came through Ellis Island. They were not bussed all over the United States from Texas into New York. They came from Ellis Island. Did you give me this picture here? One of the most dangerous pictures in America, number 54. Now, Zoran Mondani may be the next. There's Bernie Sanders and AOC. And I asked the lady last night, what Democrat lane is she in? What lane are you in as a Democrat? So they had a big rally yesterday. Was it yesterday or Saturday? But there was a major rally. Bernie Sanders, AOC. And don't forget, Bernie and AOC went around the country and talked about cow flatulence and the Green New Deal. And people laughed. But that's what we're trying to claw back now, the money that was put into their Green New Deal. these two are out there. All right, so give me Mondani, how everything's going to be free. Let's go with video six in New York City.
We'll make our city one where every person who calls it home can live a dignified life. No New Yorker should ever be priced out of anything they need to survive. And we believe then, we believe today, we believe tomorrow that it is government's job to deliver that dignity. Dignity, my friends, is another way of saying freedom.
I'm a little confused. Is dignity another way to say freedom or free? Right? A dignified life. No New Yorker should ever be priced out of things they need. It's the government's job. Now, this is going on in New York City. As you well know, it took place in London, right? The mayor of London. This would be the first Muslim mayor. Now, the terrible thing is the only option. Now, Curtis Sliwal, the Republican candidate, he's not going to win. And the only Democrat option they have running as an independent is Andrew Cuomo. All right, some more free stuff. Let's see. Video 7, a little more free stuff.
Here is what we stand for, my friends. We are going to freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants. And use every resource at our disposal to build housing for everyone who needs it. We are going to eliminate the fare on every single bus line. And make what are currently the slowest buses in the nation move around this city with ease. And we are going to create universal childcare at no cost to parents. So New Yorkers can raise their family in the city they love. Together, New York, we're going to freeze the... Together, New York, we're going to make buses fast and
free.
Together, New York, we're going to deliver universal. We will make our city one where every person who calls it home can live a dignified life.
Free. I don't know where it comes from. Let's see. They're going to freeze the rent. A house for everyone. Everyone gets a house. Everyone. You need a house, you get a house. No bus fare. Just get on a bus. Universal child care. Yeah, that's what we want. It's a bunch of government employees taking care of the kids. Huh. All right, so let's keep Mondani video 9. Let's keep him going on video 9.
You have a fare box on a bus, it increases a site of tension, of conflict, of assaults. When you remove that fare box, rather, what you find is a safer experience, not just for the riders, but also for the operators.
Fare boxes are dangerous. Just saying. So what you're telling me is I can go to New York City, guaranteed a house. Let's see. Are we providing that dignity for the illegals in New York City? Does that include, do we have to provide the same level of dignity for all the illegals there? Interesting. I guess so. So a fare box, that can give off an aggressive tone. Now, one more. Remember, he goes and he talks to Muslims about 9/11 and what they went through, what Muslims went through at 9/11. Not the terrorist, the Muslims. Give me video two.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
So, she did not feel safe wearing the hijab. His aunt. It's quite an emotional moment for him and all Muslims in New York City after 9/11. Just saying. All right, folks. We're going to take a break. When we return, let me just show you here. Let's see if I have... we have... elections in New Jersey and Virginia. I want to brief on just a quick brief on that. Trump is traveling in Asia. There's a couple things there I want to share with you while Trump, here's 37, 36 and 37. Let's look at 36 and 37. Here's Bill Maher gives brutal assessment on Zohran Mamdani. Well, he did campaign with a terrorist. Give me 37. And there is one of the unindicted co-conspirators to 9/11 with Mamdani with him. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a... just a couple things we have to go over before the 10 o'clock, the Georgia hour. So take a brief break. We'll be right back. I was just wondering. Well, we'll get into it here at the Georgia Hour. Data centers. All the above. I'm your host, BKP. You're watching BKP Politics. On Voice of Rural America, Voice of Rural America. I want to take a picture of that. All right. I'm getting sidetracked because I have the Georgia Hour coming up and I'm working on a couple stories. Trump is over in the Middle East. So let me show you this, just a couple things. Now, tomorrow, let me warn you in advance, because Diane, I know, I think I said Rumble at the end of this program. At the end of this program, Rumble's going to be the first thing I discuss, because I have been telling you, remember, that when YouTube took so many of us podcasts, if you want to call it, podcasters off the air, Rumble was the only option we had. And I'm not going to turn my back on Rumble. They didn't turn their back on me. So don't forget, our Roku is back up and running. The Roku app is back up and running. Our Rumble app is back up and running. Voice of Rural America on Roku. Voice of Rural America on Rumble. Up and running. VoiceOfRuralAmerica.com, Facebook, X, you name it. So that being said, tomorrow, I'm going to let you know ahead of time, we will not be doing, and Diane, this is going to be news to you also. In fact, I was going to text you right after the show because I can't get there in time. It takes me about an hour and 35 minutes. So I'll probably, there will not be a full Georgia hour tomorrow. Will not be a full Georgia hour tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking at noon at MAGA, M-A-G-A group, MAGA group over in Gainesville. And I do that every like quarter, once a quarter, maybe once every couple months, but at least once a quarter they invite me over. I speak until they all go home. I mean, until Golden Corral tells us, hey, enough's enough already. But we'll be over there tomorrow at noon. Golden Corral in Gainesville. Come over at noon, say hello. Can't wait to get with each and every one of them. So that's tomorrow. Now, our media is not reporting this. Trump has cut a deal, another peace arrangement. And if you're not aware of this, give me video three.
Today, the Prime Minister and I signed a major trade deal between the United States and Malaysia, and together we took part in the signing of a historic peace agreement ending the hostilities between Cambodia and Thailand. We're calling it the Kuala Lumpur Peace Accords.
Now, Cambodia and Thailand have had a border dispute for years. I mean, go look it up. I mean, it has been, I forget how many years, that Cambodia and Thailand have been basically at war over a border dispute. And they signed a peace agreement with President Trump. A peace agreement with President Trump. Now, on the trip, they going to talk to China. We'll get into that tomorrow. Let's see where we're at here. I don't care if Gavin Newsom, before I go into the Georgia hour, because here in Georgia, this is important to us. Give me number 45, President Trump's Truth Social. It's important to the nation. What's worse, the NBA players cheating at cards and probably much else, or the Democrats cheating on elections? The 2020 presidential election being rigged and stolen is far bigger scandal. Now, let me just say this, all right? Let me just say this. Is it November 14th? When does Judge McAfee expire the RICO case with Fannie Willis? Isn't it November 14th? Somewhere around there? Watch. All right. Now, last week we did a full segment on the Georgia Hour. concerning the Board of Elections and what took place there. And Joe Rossi, Kevin Moncla, we call it the Rossi-Moncla case, and Fulton County. Look what happened to our country when a crooked moron became our president. We now know everything. We now know everything. We'll talk about that in the Georgia Hour. We now know everything. Interesting, right? So this one I like, number 51. Right here. Brazilian president says trade deal with U.S. guaranteed after the Trump meeting. All right? Guaranteed. He said guaranteed after the Trump meeting. Now, I want a peace deal. When I say peace deal, I want a tariff peace deal with Brazil. Maybe I don't have it here. I thought I had it. Maybe I don't. Give me number. I thought I had. Maybe I didn't put the graphic up I wanted. I want a peace deal because I want the price of coffee to go down. So Brazil. Peace deal. Price of coffee goes down. That's what I wanted. And I guess I don't have that one. So then also, while Trump's over there, he's over there meeting in Japan right now. We'll wait for that to develop. Give me this one here. Making the peace deal. Number 50, this is being reported in Russia and around the Middle East. It's possible that Trump meet with Rocket Man. Give me video. Five.
Mr. President, you talked about North Korea on your way here. Have you heard anything back from
him? I haven't mentioned it. I haven't said anything, but I'd love to meet with him if he'd like to meet. I got along great with Kim Jong-un. I liked him. He liked me. If he wants to meet, I'll be in South Korea.
Would you extend your trip in order to try to meet
Say
with him? Would you extend your trip in Asia in order to meet with him?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, but I think the answer would be, yeah, I would do that, sure. It's our last stop. So it's pretty easy to do. Yeah, I would do.
It's our last stop. They're going to South Korea next. Trump went to Malaysia. He is in Japan right now. Give me number 56. Shinzo. How did he pronounce his last name? Shinzo. Trump and Shinzo. Sorry about that. Former prime minister or president. All right. Really, Donald Trump, that was his friend. That was Donald Trump's friend. Now, he's headed from Malaysia to Japan. Now, Donald Trump's coming back to South Korea. And that's where he's going to meet with Xi Jinping from China. So we'll, right now, welcome to Japan. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and having a fruitful discussion on how we can further strengthen our great alliance. Special lighting in honor of President Trump's visit. Now illuminating landmarks across Tokyo, red, white, and blue. Across Tokyo, different landmarks have been lit up red, white, and blue for the United States of America from Japan. So I'll say we greatly appreciate that. Here he is, number 46, arriving in Japan this morning, right? President Trump has arrived in Tokyo, Japan. And let's see what else I have before we go. Once again, President Trump, number 35, pregnant women do not use Tylenol unless absolutely necessary. Don't give Tylenol to your young children for virtually any reason. Break up the MMR shot into three totally separate shots, not mixed. So those are public health service announcements from our president of the United States. There was something in here I wanted you to see before we take off for the Georgia hour at 12 o'clock. Give me number 44, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is considering running for president of the United States along with Kamala Harris. So, insurance rates. A private company called, the owner of a private company called me Friday night. Their insurance cost is going up 21%. Not ACA, not the Affordable Care Act. Their private insurance is going up 21%. 21%. Now, they've had an opportunity, Democrats and Republicans, to correct the health insurance and healthcare in America. They've had every opportunity. Now, this company only pays 50% of their employees' healthcare costs. That's all they can do. And insurance companies are getting enormously wealthy because your Board of Education, all of your school employees, janitors probably, bus drivers, easy, let's not get in a fight, that's not what we're here to do, all the people at the office of the school system, all of your county employees, every one of your county employees, your sheriff, and all the deputies and every employee there, all your city council, your mayor, all of your departments within your cities, they're all getting health care at taxpayer expense. Now, don't attack me. It's not that we don't support. Law enforcement. It's not that we don't support and respect our teachers. It's not that we don't care for our first responders. But the fact is, all of that sector is getting health care, and it goes up every year, every year, every year, off of taxpayers. and they pay enormous rates to health insurance. And the health insurance companies buy stocks and bonds to become mega billions in profit. While you and I out in the private sector, right, in the indentured servant community of the country, private employers cannot afford healthcare any longer. Private employers cannot afford policies that are not cut rate policies for their employees. That's where it's getting to. The ACA, $4,000 and $5,000 deductibles, just so somebody can have the semblance of some sort of health care. It's a total and complete mess, right? But they want to lead you to believe that those federal workers must have that box of food and people are going to starve if we don't continue to pay. They'll talk about health care for illegals. Yes. You remember back in the old days? Yes, the old days. When if you looked at anyone that was working government, no matter where they, whether it be law enforcement, first responders, anyone, and you said, I pay your salary, my taxes pay your salary. Remember back when they would care? All right, folks, we're going to go to the Georgia Hour, and I want to talk about something. We're going to take our break for the Georgia Hour, and but before we go, did you not get my email? Did I not send an email? If you haven't already, make sure you download the Rumble app. It's free, simple to use, and the best way to stay connected to the content you want. Once you've got it, search for my channel and hit follow. That way you'll get a notification every time we go live. No missed shows. No extra steps. You can grab it right now using the link in the description or the pinned live chat. Download it to your phone and you're ready to go. And if you prefer watching on the big screen, Rumble is available on all major streaming devices and smart TVs. Just search for Rumble, follow the channel, and be part of the action. Folks, we're going to take a brief break, and when we return, it'll be time for the Georgia Hour.